In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. There's a question that always occurs, and that is, why did God create us? Why did we have to go through all of this? Why did all of this happen? And the answer is quite simple. First and foremost, we don't know. God does things for his own purposes, for his own reasons, in his own wisdom. What we do know is that we are created here. What we can gather, however, is that because of God's creation of us, his keeping of us, his salvation, and he's waiting for us until today, it's all based on love. So the fact that we are here is because God has bestowed this life upon us as a gift of love. We often say that we don't know why God puts us through difficulties and temptations and hardships. Why does God put us here if there are so many hardships and challenges? We need to understand the context in which we ask this question. We often ask this when things end up going very wrong. And sometimes, not always, but sometimes those things go wrong because of the choices we make. But at the times when we make the right choices, life is beautiful. When we make the right choices, when we embark on the right paths, when we follow the right guidance of God through his scriptures for our lives. And even when, not if, but when things go wrong and obstacles come in our way and challenges become almost too difficult for us to bear, if we are with God, if we're truly living with him, if we give our lives into his hands, by some miraculous way, these challenges seem to not affect us as much. Because we fall back on him. We rely on him. Challenges become very difficult for us when we're relying on a limited means that has no way of resolving them. Our Lord today says to us that we are of great value to him. We know even in our own human encounters that if something is of great value to you, you protect it. Whether it's an object that is maybe of incredible value or just of personal value to myself. Or if it's a person, whether a person of official standing who has to be protected, or a person I love, so I need to look after. We know that we value the things we love and we protect them. So if we feel loved by God, we also understand that we are protected by him. We also understand that he is there for us always, unconditionally. When we journey through our lives, we often don't feel God's love because we don't feel lovable. And that's the biggest challenge we have. We've all going through formative years, through adolescence, and some of us into major stages of our lives have this paranoia, have this feeling, what do people think about me? How do people perceive me? And I end up perceiving myself how I think people perceive me. If I think that people don't like me, then I must not be likable. It can't be their judgment. It can't be their maliciousness. It can't be because they don't look at me the way God does. It must be because I'm not lovable. But God tells us we are. We are loved by him just for being ourselves. God doesn't want us to be anybody else. God loves us as we are. Whether we're sparrows, we're great eagles, we're his creation as humanity. God loves us as we are and provides for us as we are. There's one challenge that I want to flag up. I've spoken about in the past, but I just want to clarify it again. We have these beautiful icons in our tradition. And the icons are there because we look at the lives of the saints and want to and be inspired by them. It is one thing to be inspired by a saintly life. It is another to want to be that person. The problem with wanting to be that person is twofold. The first is, we sometimes feel inadequate. And so therefore, who am I beside this great saint? And the second is that when we don't match up, we feel valueless. Because value, of course, is in these icons. Value is in the synaxarium. Value is in the lives of the saints we know. But that's not true. Value is in every one of our lives personally as we are. We look at these saints, we hear their stories, because we want to be inspired by them and be encouraged to live as they lived, not to be them. Because God doesn't love them more than he loves us. They are not more holy than us. No one is more holy than anyone. People just live holier lives. And so, as creation, we are equal in God's eyes. Perfectly equal. God doesn't have favorites. So he loves us equally, and he sees us equally. But our actions quite often depend on how we see ourselves. If I see that I might reach a life of holiness, then I'll pursue it. If I feel I will never reach that life, then what's the point? Why should I? I will just indulge in this life. Whether I enjoy it or not, whether I like it or not, I will just indulge in this life. Because it's the life I know. It's the life I live. And we've seen so many people live an unrighteous life and learn to love it. Hate the taste of it initially, but condition themselves to like it because they think that's all they have. St. Moses the Great, and by the way, I keep making this point, we keep referring to St. Moses the Black. Probably not the best way we should refer to him. He is St. Moses the Great, because being black is not what distinguishes him. What distinguishes him is he is a man who lived a very sinful life and who was great enough to make a change. St. Mary of Egypt, Augustine, all of these people who thought they could do no better. St. Paul himself, a Saul, who saw himself as fulfilling God's desire for him, yet in seeing a better life, in seeing greater value, in being a different person in his or her own life, was able to achieve greater things. So, of course we need to look around us. Of course we need to understand people's perception. But we need to understand ourselves more. How do I see myself? Do I see myself through the perfect, loving, gracious, kind eyes of God, who also sees our sins and doesn't like them, but who sees the beauty amongst the sin? Or do I see the world through eyes of people like myself, who find themselves often drawn to only seeing the sin and not seeing the righteousness? Moral of the story? We are of great value in and of ourselves. God created us beautiful. Live that beauty. Don't try to be anybody else, not a saint or even the person sitting next to you. Want to be like them, but don't try to be them. Be God's image as God intended in our own particular way, because that's the way God loves us, God created us, and God wants to be reunited with us in his kingdom in the fullness of time. And glory be to God forever. Amen.